Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Prior to allegations of privacy breaches, Google had stated that with location history off, the places you go are no longer stored. However, this was not the case. How significant is this breach of privacy for users of Google?
It's rather outrageous, really, and you'll notice that within 3 days of AP, of Associated Press, leaking the story or publishing the story, their wording changed very explicitly and is now a lot more transparent. But yes, it was ethically outrageous and not just misleading, that was actually a lie. It was a deliberate falsehood. Now the wording is a lot more transparent, still somewhat misleading, but yeah, they can't go back.
With this information Google has been able to gather about their users' movements, what is the actual value of it for them?
Oh, billions. But that's not hyperbole, that's literal. Mm. They have billions of users, and advertising revenue is powerfully linked to tracking. I mean, I don't know if you've seen, they have a fairly recent innovation called local campaigns, where advertisers can pay an awful lot more to hit people's Google, whatever device they're using, within 1 to 5 kilometres of that location. So it's incredibly targeted. So we invite a lot of it in, and to be honest, there's a trade-off. They make billions in advertising revenue off the data that's collected by location tracking. They can actually measure foot traffic and measure the foot traffic in response to specific ad campaigns so that advertisers know exactly, you know, we paid this many million for this ad, but we got this many more million, or we got fewer million in terms of people coming in specifically in relationship to that ad. So, yeah, billions of dollars tied to the advertising revenue pulled from our data. But at the same time, I mean, people are actively inviting Google privacy invasion by, you know, not just Google. I mean, Google's the topic of the month, but whether you use Apple, Android, Microsoft, whatever, if you have a Home Mini or anything like that, you are absolutely inviting that lack of privacy into your home and paying for the privilege. The same with your web search. So, for instance, it irritates me because I'm a researcher. If I want to research something I don't know, Google gives me the answers it thinks I want, not the objective answers I'm looking for. But for most of us, being able to Google something and get what we're looking for, not the million of ranges that could be there, that saves us a lot of time and effort. So if you don't want that convenience, if you don't want it to remember things for you, to find things for you, find you the fastest bus home, all those sorts of things, then you are absolutely having your privacy violated for absolutely no cause. But if you value those things, if you want them, the trade-off is other people get to buy the use of your data.
It almost seems like a lot of users kind of, we hear about these privacy breaches again and again, a lot of users kind of shrug it off as this is expected. We have invited them into our lives, and now we kind of just, these things don't make the kind of waves that they would have once upon a time. Do services like Google and Facebook and whatever else abuse that influence that they have to say, well, they've gone this far and that's, you know, that's far enough. We might as well take it a step further and do whatever we want with this data.
Abuse is a strong term. I kind of think it's probably justified. Exploit would be a better word. They definitely exploit both the data and our apathy, complacency in their using it so extensively. In some ways, their outrageous exploitation of our data can in some ways keep us honest. The people who suffer the most from this stuff are people like criminals and adulterers. But for the most part, yes, there is that. It's amusing. We create a TV show called Big Brother. It kind of takes away the impact of saying, in many, many ways, we are inviting Big Brother, the original Orwellian Big Brother, into our lives. And there's like I said, there's a trade-off. There are benefits to us, but they do exploit it. So we pay over and above beyond the benefits. There should be where the abuse, if there's abuse, where that comes in, is their lack of transparency and honesty. If they were actually, if they traded on the complacency with transparency and said, look, you're happy to let us use your data, great. Here's what's being used. This is where it is. If you really don't want it used, this is how you turn it off. Then you'd take away the word abuse, absolutely, and you could possibly even remove the exploitation concept. But because they're not open and transparent, because they use their complacency to exploit us more than we're aware, rather than be transparent and letting our complacency keep us happy little victims, then, yeah, the word abuse does become somewhat genuinely applicable.
Well, as you said, I mean, they have been dishonest in this particular, this particular event, and then have turned around after this has come out. They have turned around and changed some of that wording. Is there any real way of, in the future, prying more of this transparency out of these companies, whether that is from a consumer base or whether that's governmental?
I think the main ways we can do that is what happened here. Like, this was caught because of university researchers, doctoral students, being observant and then publicizing what they saw, and then media taking it up and disseminating that, and then that general outrage hitting media in a large term that rival Google itself in scale. Then Google suddenly had to get transparent and honest. And I think if we do that more often, support the research, support the dissemination of findings, whether we like them or not, and then get outraged, be verbal and vocal. And then, yes, the companies do start becoming more transparent. And if we encourage that enough, transparency will start to become the natural climate rather than the only when challenged climate.
Mm. Well, Kane, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
It's been a pleasure to share it with you.